Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we need to discuss this, because I reckon this has happened to a few people. Lucy, hello. Lucy lives in Stoke-on-Trent, and she sent me an email. Just come back for an amazing 2 weeks. You know, loads of people have been on their summer holidays because schools have been off and colleges have been off. And she has been with her family, with her mum and dad and her sister, her little sister, in Mallorca for the last 2 weeks. Slight problem. She saw Mrs. Clark off of her English from her school every day in a bikini. Because Mrs. Clark was staying in exactly the same hotel in Mallorca that Lucy and her family were staying in. Rubbish.
Oh, that happened to my sister once.
Really?
Yeah, she saw her, I can't remember, it was one of her language teachers, and we bumped into the beach, and I was like, oh, look, there's Mrs. So-and-so. And it's weird seeing your teacher, like, in a place where you're not expecting, especially in a bikini.
It's a bit weird just generally seeing your teachers out of school anyway.
Mm.
I remember once I saw Mrs. Ewan, who was my French teacher, just in a pub, and I was like, no, she's drinking. What the hell? She's drinking wine. That was weird.
What were you doing in a pub when you were...
No, this is after I'd left the school.
Oh, okay.
This is when I went back home to Eastleigh.
I thought you were like 13. Yeah. You're like, Mrs. Jim, what are you doing here? And I hope she'd go, what are you doing?
I'll have half a pint, please. No, I wasn't doing that.
Well, that's bad. There wasn't even a crossover week. So no. 1 week without the teacher and then the whole 2 weeks.
The whole two weeks.
Do you think teachers would think about it and go somewhere different? I guess they can't.
Out of every resort or every hotel you could have gone to in Mallorca, Lucy's there like, oh, hello, Mrs. Clark, in the reception.
Oh,
awful.
I would have hid, I think.
Yeah, I think I would.
But it's worse when your parents are then like, oh, hi, blah, 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 come and join us for lunch or whatever.
When the parents make friends with the teacher. No!
Not good. Look on my holiday.
Move away! It's a bit like when I hid from that bloke last year. Do you remember when I went to...
Michael off Germany.
Yes, how do you remember that?
Because you behaved so weird. He wanted to be your holiday friend and then you jumped in a bush to hide from him.
I did, while wearing black, so that I couldn't be seen.
But he wasn't even your teacher.
No, but Michael was just always on, like, yes, you want to go to the discotheque with me? And I was like, do you know what? I'd love to, but now I'm going to hide in this bush. Because he was so... He was so, like, persistent all the time. Every night he wanted to go to the discotheque. And I didn't, really. And he was so... He so wanted to be my holiday friend. And you're right, yes, eventually I did hide from him. And Lucy, that's what you should have done, frankly, from Mrs. Clark.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chelsea!
Hello.
Hiya, what's going on?
Oh, nothing really. Just about to tell you about my ordeal on holiday.
Your ordeal on holiday?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Is this to do with teachers and seeing them?
Well, first of all, I landed at the airport and I was going for food. And I looked across and my headmaster was stood in the line behind me.
Oh, God.
And I thought my day couldn't get any worse until he ended up on my plane to the holiday, on my bus to my hotel, and in my hotel for the same length of time as me.
So you saw the head teacher from the airport lounge right the way through to the bus at the other end, and then even in the hotel he checked in?
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was over in Turkey, in Gombe.
Right.
Did you manage to hide from him, or did you say hello?
Well, at the airport, I had to say hello because he was behind me, and he was 6 rows in front of me on the plane, but luckily I could get out the back entrance, so I didn't have to see him getting off the plane.
I've done that before. I've escaped through the back.
But I had to hide from him all the time around the pool and all because he was sick. He was sitting all beside me the whole time.
God! Were you with your parents?
Pardon?
Were you with your parents?
Yeah, I was with my mum.
Tell me they didn't try and make holiday friends with the teacher.
He kept talking to mummy about my exam results and all, and I just thought, oh my goodness, please get me out of here.
Awful. However, we should say that a lot of teachers have been on saying, actually, seeing a pupil on holiday is much worse for us.
I couldn't believe it, I just wanted to hide.
Yeah. You should have done what I did with my holiday friend who wanted to be my friend. He wanted to take me to the discotheque every night. Just hide in a bush. It works.
Oh, well, my teacher asked me did I want to come out for dinner with him.
Oh, bless. No, you can't do that.
No, I went to the toilet and said I was busy.
Yeah.
And I locked myself in the toilet for about half an hour.
Helen and Bristol's been on. Hang on a minute. Spare a thought for the teachers. We don't want to see the pupils. Okay, that's fair play, babes. Give me a high five. Hello? Chelsea? Oh, did press 5.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Signal.
Oh, sorry. Okay, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Tayo.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
You were just telling me you're still on Australia time.
I am still on Australia time. I keep trying to slap myself to keep myself awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's my thing. Is it not hard to pack your case? Because you'll be, like, if you're a massive star like you, you'll be going from LA, like, to, like, where it's really hot at the moment. Then yeah. You'll come here where it's, like, raining. Then you'll go on to somewhere like Australia where it's freezing cold at the moment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to pack.
Warm hoodie.
Is it?
Yeah, because you can fold it and put it in the case, so then...
Well, you would have to pack for every season. That's weird. Now, you're a huge star all over the world. Would you say you're more popular in America than you are here?
Probably a little bit now, yeah, I would say. But it's crazy, though. It's crazy how quickly it has evolved to what it currently is.
But we don't seem to read much about you kind of going out and getting drunk and falling out of a club. Yeah. It's like you've got all the best bits of being famous without the paparazzi kind of coming up to you and seeing what you've put in your bin every day. Do they do that?
No, I always say I don't inspire that kind of madness, but yeah, I don't really go clubbing. I guess fortunately or unfortunately, depending on whether you like to read tabloid newspapers or not, I kind of got the clubbing and crazy party lifestyle out of my system when I was about like 19, so now I just focus on just making the music.
Okay, so yeah. Do you ever go out?
I do go out sometimes, yeah. So, right. But I'm not like a hermit. I don't stay in all the time. So,
well, you're on so many, like, you've got so much stuff going on. I can imagine you're just locked in some kind of bunker all the time, just making music.
Well, do you know what? I get a lot of partying in because, you know, I'm performing at shows or I perform at nightclubs and stuff. Mm. So I get the atmosphere and the aura from that.
Where are you from?
From London.
Okay.
Yeah.
But where are you? Are you based somewhere else now?
No, I still live in Fulham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you got houses around the world?
No, I'm not.
I'm just trying to gauge what this is like.
The royalties haven't come in yet. Not just yet. I'm still, you know.
It's going to be soon, though, isn't it?
I'm just shopping at H&M and, you know.
Are you?
I love H&M, though. So.
Yeah. Wow. I was thinking you're going to have some big house in LA now.
No, not yet, no. Oh, okay. Not just yet.
All right. You're getting it built, though, aren't you?
Okay, yes. I'm
yeah! Also, you must spend a whole lot of time in hotels, and I'm obsessed with hotels.
I love hotels.
Can we talk about them?
Let's talk about hotels.
Right, what's the best one you've ever stayed in?
Oh, I can't remember the... Oh, it's called... And this is not a bad word. It's actually the name of the hotel. It's called Phuket's, and it's in Paris. It's on the Champs-Élysées in France, and it's actually amazing.
Why is it amazing?
It's you have your own butler, right?
Oh, like yes. That one in Dubai.
Really?
Yeah, there's one in Dubai where, like, I find this a bit creepy.
Have you been to a hotel where you've had your own butler?
No, I haven't, but
really?
I know that it's there.
Yeah.
Of course I've never stayed there, but I find this a bit weird.
Yeah.
By the time you have got into your room,
yeah,
they've already unpacked your case and put all the stuff in the wardrobe, and they've run a bath for you. Oh. I can do that myself.
I don't think I'd like someone going through my things.
No.
And what do they do when you're like,
I don't
do they
know.
Just stand there waiting for you to tell them
well,
what to
like
do
Well, it's like a
next?
7-star establishment, so I don't know.
I'd be like, why are you on my holiday?
What did you tell the butler to do?
I just said that will be all.
Did you?
No, I'm sorry.
Hey, be off with you.
Be off with you now. Thank you. No, literally, you know, they're not that as intrusive as that one. They don't go and like unpack all your clothes for you, but they just come in and they show you like, you know, all the various things in the room and all the amenities and all of that and how to use everything. It's kind of cool.
Do you have a hotel alias? Do you check in under a different name?
Yes.
What's that?
Havana Bubble or Havana Giggle.
Really?
Yeah, Havana
Giggle.
You've
got to change it now.
I know.
Havana Bubble. There we are.
I like how you're writing that down.
/giggle.
Yeah, okay. /giggle.
And do you take the complimentary toiletries?
No.
Oh, you should.
I don't. But I bring
steal the dressing gown, though. I've that's been bad for me before.
I know. You're not allowed to take those, exactly.
Not anymore, no.
No, I bring all my own stuff with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you are working or have worked with so many famous names.
Yeah.
List a few off to us now off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head, Tinchy Strider,
yeah.
Cheryl Cole, JLS, yeah. Alexandra Burke, Leona Lewis, Rihanna,
yeah.
Bit of Britney Spears, little bit of Usher, Kesha, Ludacris.
Yeah.
love that he's still going. He's got loads more.
We could have made this know what's occurring. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of, because have you worked with Kanye West as well?
No, not yet, no.
It's going to happen.
Yes, Kanye West has just been seeing rocking sunglasses that I might have made here and there. So,
I haven't worked with him yet.
No. Do you know what? I saw him once at the GQ Awards and I was too scared to talk to him because, you know what Kanye West is like. So I didn't know whether he was in a good mood or a bad mood. So I wasn't sure whether to
talk to him. Hard to judge.
Yeah, to say hello or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's kind of weird though, because I'm not going to be rude. Like, are you working with The Wanted at the moment?
I've written one song for The Wanted, yeah.
Like, without being rude to The Wanted, they're not Kanye West, are they? So how do you choose who to say yes to?
You know, sometimes I'm asked by someone who I trust their opinion, and they say, hey, can you please write a song for such and such? If it's a brand new artist that I'm not sure, you know, I don't know whether how well they're going to do. And other times it's literally just whether or not I like their music, or if I'm a fan of their music and I want to work with them.
Okay. So, yeah. How many times have you had to say, actually, sorry, no, I really can't. I can't work with you, sorry.
All the time. Literally, just because I'm so busy a lot of the time. So not for any other reason than I just can't physically make it, you know, so.
And do you have to make that call yourself, and do they cry?
Some of them cry. Some of them they call me and cry. Oh. I actually had one girl who really did cry.
Really? Who's that?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, I thought we were getting there then, did you? Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And you worked with McFly as well recently?
I did, yeah. I did two songs on their new album.
That's quite a different sound for them, which is good.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got a song called Shine a Light, another song called Nowhere Left to Run on their album as well.
Jennifer Lopez, is that happening?
Well, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move on from that.
Yes.
I heard her wee once. Is that interesting to you?
What? Her, what?
Yeah, I was in a hotel room and she was like, excuse me, I've just got to go to the bathroom. And I actually put my my ear to the door.
Seriously, why would you do that?
Because
why
it's Jennifer Lopez weeing, obviously.
But you don't need that. Like,
I thought it
might have just been the taps.
Yeah, it might have been. I just thought I'd share that with Tayo.
Thanks.
You know, he seems like a nice guy. Obviously, the Jennifer Lopez thing isn't going to happen. I can tell him anything. Kesha, she's well up for it.
Yeah.
Love her.
Yes, Kesha's very...
She's fun.
Yeah, Kesha's just great fun. Yeah.
Have you seen her new tooth?
No.
She shows it to everyone. Gold.
She's got a gold tooth now?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it just a cap, or does she actually, like, remove a tooth and then put a gold one in?
Well, she puts loads of false things. Like, she puts those metal bits on her face. I'm like, is that
she
real?
She does, and she draws little sort of, like, dollar signs on her arms and stuff.
She's fun, though.
She is fun.
Yeah. That song, Dirty Picture, you did.
Yes.
Is it true that that was originally meant for Cheryl Cole?
No.
Okay.
No. I wrote that song, literally, I initially just wrote the song because I just thought it'd be fun, and I wanted to get a cool female to feature on it, and I asked Kesha. Kesha was the first person I asked to be on that record.
Cool. Very good.
Yeah.
Who is the worst at... Sorry if I'm asking too many questions about other people, but it just fascinates everybody.
Yeah.
Who has been the worst at timekeeping? So let's say the session with the artist is booked for 10 a.m. and they don't rock up till like 12 or 1. The worst.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
They won't mind. Who's a bit late?
I can't tell you who it is.
Ready?
Yeah,
everyone's pointing at you.
I'm quite...
Everyone is behind you, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm quite
everyone
bad
is pointing at you.
I'm quite bad at timekeeping, but there was one band who literally didn't show up.
At all?
No, they were calling me the whole day, saying, oh, I'm just 10 minutes away.
Are they a UK band?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like taxi drivers. I hate it when they do that.
What, two
when
minutes
you're
away?
In a taxi, it's we're like, 2 minutes two away. Minutes, you're like, I know you're half an hour and you haven't even left the little... office by the train station.
Did you actually end up doing anything with this band?
No, but I ended up... I did on another day. But on that day, I literally just ended up just making music on my own for the day.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do pop stars ever work in the morning? Do you have to be there quite early or...?
Yeah, we have to. We've got to be up to do like early morning radio shows and TV and things like that. So we've got to be up early.
And who's the most fun person you've worked with?
I would just go back to Kesha, I think.
Yes, yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Carly's been on saying that you are a total gent because she was drunk in Ibiza and she met you earlier this year and she forced you to dance with her. She says sorry, but says thanks for being so nice.
Hello, Carly. You all right?
She doesn't remember either, it's fine.
No, I was just like, nice, okay.
Ah, Someone else says, I bet it was N-dubs that were late. They are rubbish at timekeeping. Was it N-dubs?
It was not N-dubs.
Oh, okay. God. So we can keep guessing.
I haven't worked with N-dubs yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yet.
It couldn't have been them. Well, no, not yet.
Right. Okay. Are you just going to go around every pop star and work with them?
Well, put it this way. I am a big welcome mat, and if anyone who wants to come and work with me, they just have to call.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Has anyone else turned down a song that has gone on to be a massive for somebody else? Do you know what I'm saying? So, like maybe there's a huge record and you've turned it down, or someone else that you know has turned it down, and then it's gone on to be a huge hit for somebody else, and they were like, oh no, what have I done there?
Yeah, I'm sure someone, that's happened to someone here and there. Yeah.
Right, okay. He's very, very coy, isn't he?
Yeah,
about this?
Not telling, not saying anything here going on right now.
Okay. Do you think I should leave that one? Okay. Mm. It's not going to happen, is it?
No. You're trying to get me in trouble, aren't you?
No.
You are. You're trying to make me lose all my friends.
I just love the gossip. That's what I love.
It's not good.
Another thing, I know that you love your sunglasses,
as do I. Yes.
You know, how girls go mad for shoes?
Mm.
I'm all about the sunglasses.
All right, we're going to be best friends.
How many pairs do you own?
I have a drawerful. I'm not sure how many.
Same.
Probably at least 30 pairs, at least, if not more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, some people like that with shoes.
Yeah.
I'm the same as you. Know I am.
You know when you went mad, when we've just got back from the Edinburgh Festival doing like a performance, and our boss, there was a thing full of sunglasses, and our boss thought they were old props, and I was like, no, they're Scott sunglasses, we really need to take them, otherwise he's gonna go mad. So I had to go carry a bag full of like 10 pairs of your sunglasses.
I was
across
so
Edinburgh
mad
for you.
So mad that I might have lost them. Oh, what's this?
These are for you, by the way.
Are they?
Yes.
Why, thank you. Oh, to add to my collection. Incredible. Thanks so much. Are they your actual? They're not your ones, are they?
They are mine. Yeah.
But the ones that you've been wearing, that would be weird.
Well, yes, they're Rockstar shades.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
So
thank you very much.
They're not his actual ones that he's taken
off. But they're not the ones
that
they're
fresh.
Not off my face. Yeah, they're a brand new pair just for you.
Okay. Here's another thing as well. I always wonder this. Have you ever been anywhere really kind of strange in the world? Maybe like another part of the world where you wouldn't expect to hear one of your songs and you've heard it? Because I heard the Sugar Babes once on a really little remote island in Thailand, and it freaked me out that I could hear the Sugar Babes.
Yeah, I haven't. I suppose when I was in Egypt, I heard my music playing, which was kind of random. I was on holiday in Egypt, so yeah.
Like, oh, that's me.
Yeah, so listen to that. It's me again. Uh-huh. But they were playing loads of cool songs at the pool. So,
and then you were like, yes, that's me. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right. Better put my sunglasses on again. listen, Tayo, thank you for being so lovely today. And I think I'm seeing you again on the chart show on Sunday.
Yes.
So I'll just ask the same questions in a different order.
You can, and I'll just answer them as though I haven't.
Just look enthusiastic as you just have then on the
I
camera.
Will. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
And good luck for Sunday with Dynamite.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tayo Cruz.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now,
the Scott Mills Daily.